Mandy Malone's audio podcasts are for consenting adults only. The material contained on this and other podcasts is not intended for minors under the age of 18. 21 in jurisdictions where 21 is the age of majority, those who do not desire to be exposed to sexually explicit material, leave now. If your community does not allow such, you must also leave. Access is allowed only to adults who are familiar with sexually explicit material of this nature and who are not offended by this material and desire to be exposed to this material. This podcast may contain artistic and literary value as well as educational information regarding sexual matters relating to masturbation, cuckolding for responsible adults interested in this type of information. If you are easily offended or uncomfortable with this, please leave now. You must agree to release the creditors of this website, its owners, service providers, and other affiliates or agents from any and all liabilities. Click on this podcast only if you agree with these terms. Thank you. Stroker Boy in PA. Well, he called me up and told me he needed a physical. And he was wondering if he could get an appointment with my friend, Dr. Val. As you know, Dr. Val is very beautiful. I've posted her story in this blog post, so if you'd like to click on that link, you can read about her. She's a tall, gorgeous blonde doctor with long legs that go on forever. Big tits, beautiful eyes, flowing long blonde hair. She wears really sexy doctor clothes. She has a bunch of these doctor jackets that she has specially made and tailored to fit her supermodel body. Today was going to be no exception when Stroker Boy came to see her. Underneath her doctor's coat, she was wearing white thigh-high doctor thigh-high stockings and a pair of heels. She smells delicious. She likes good perfume like I do. I thought it would be appropriate if I gave her a hand. Sometimes Dr. Val likes for me to assist her, so Nurse Mandy came along to the rescue. I had my little nursey outfit on, a short, form-fitting nurse's mini skirt and jacket and nurse's hat, but underneath I had on a white lace bra, a pair of white lace crotchless panties, white thigh highs, and 5-inch stiletto fuck me pumps, ready to take, just give Nurse Val the hand that she needed. I had my clipboard, and we both proceeded into the examination room, where Stroker Boy was already sitting on the examination table wearing one of those little blue paper robes. Oh, when he saw Dr. Val, he flipped. I mean, she is hot. I could see his cock just poke up in that paper gown. He tried to cover it up, and she and I both giggled. She started listening to his heartbeat, at which point his robe popped open and his big, hard, throbbing hard-on popped out. So she said, "Stroker Boy, you know, I think you would be good for the study I'm doing. Would you like to be a participant?" He nodded his head yes. "Well, in that case, Nurse Mandy, go get the shackles out." And I said, "Shackles? Ooh, how fun." So I did. I went into the drawer and got them out. And he wanted to know what was going on. She told him, well, it was important that he not be able to move so that she could evaluate his masturbation and ejaculation properly. And if he was moving around, it would change everything. So I strapped him to the table. He got all shackled, hands and feet. Dr. Val said, "Nurse Mandy, go get the Astroglide." So I did. And the KY warming gel. And I did. And we both got ourselves ready. Dr. Val wasted no time getting to that big, gorgeous cock of stroker boys. She put some warming gel all over her hand and proceeded to pump. She told Nurse Mandy to pinch his nipples, and I did. I started pinching them. I was pinching them a lot. She was stroking his cock and pumping it, and he was straining against his restraints. Knowing he couldn't move seemed to have made his cock get even harder. Well, after about 5 minutes, she just stopped, and his cock was sticking straight up. I mean, what was a girl to do? So she said, "Nurse Mandy, I think now we should have our fun." So we both climbed up on the table. I sat on Dr. Val's. I sat on Stroker Boy's face. Dr. Val sat on his cock, and we proceeded to proceed with the study. Stroker Boy was getting all excited as Dr. Val pumped away, and so did I. We both exploded over Stroker Boy, but she popped up before he could come. She got off and grabbed his cock again and started stroking it some more. She was pumping it, and I was pulling on his nipples and pinching them. And she was pumping his cock, and then she let go. Oh, a few more minutes went by. He was begging her to let him come, but she said, "Not so fast, Stroker Boy in PA." She grabbed his cock and then started rubbing his balls. Stroked it some more. Pumped it. Stroked it some more. And then stopped. Oh, Stroker Boy was getting all excited. I kept pinching those nipples more and more. Dr. Val kept pumping that cock again, stroking it, stroking it, stroking it. She said, "Nurse Mandy, go get the ejaculation meter." So I went and got it, and I put it near that big cock. Dr. Val started to stroke his cock right into the ejaculation device. Oh, the head of his cock was going into this hot, slippery box ready to catch all that sticky cum. She milked him really good into the box. Oh, this was going to be a really good study. As she milked him, he started to cum. It went into the ejaculation meter. It set it off, and then the buzzer started to ring. Oh, my goodness, it went right over the top. He blew such a big load. The meter went to a 10. She said, "Oh, the examination is a success. I can't wait till he comes back. This study goes on for a while, so I'm going to need Stroker Boy to return for more tests." Nurse Mandy set it up with the girl at the front desk. "Stroker Boy, you did a great job. I can't wait till you come back for more."